Welcome to another installment of That's Not the Point podcast. I'm your girl Tosh here in the States, and across the way is my girl G. What up, G?
Hey, what's going on? Every time you do the intro, I feel like you're saying, "Welcome to That's So Raven," but that's not what you're saying.
I want to change it up every time, and then I'm like, oh, I don't know what to say.
We should change the name of the podcast to That's So Raven.
So
That's wrong.
Raven.
That's wrong, but I
That's
love
so
it.
Tosh and G. That's
I
so
know.
TG.
T and G. I like that. That's kind of cute, actually. I can't wait till we start making merch, yo. Where are my
Yes.
dreams? What am I doing with
We're
myself?
manifesting. Today it's the merch manifestation.
I'm telling you, merch.
Merch,
Okay. We
merch.
gotta get like a good logo. It's gonna be sick. It's gonna be
Yeah, it
sick.
is.
I wanna bring that back. Do people still say that? Sick?
Yeah, I think we brought that up in like one of the very early podcasts, but yeah, we
For
want to bring back
sick?
sick. Yeah. Didn't we
Oh.
talk about this? I feel like we've talked about this, maybe off pod.
Maybe off pod, but sick is awesome. I gotta stop saying awesome. I can't.
Awesome. I just said awesome the other day in a professional email. I was like, awesome, thank you. And then I was like, oops. But she's chill. She was like a younger, she was like a
Say that in a professional email. Yeah,
right?
like, right?
Thank you so much. That's awesome. Or
When you say it like that, of course,
right, you gotta do the shoulder thing.
shoulders, get them shoulders up, girl. Speaking of shoulders, I'm looking at my shoulders now. I'm actually wearing a summer dress with like what do you call these? What kind of straps are these again? Spaghetti?
Spaghetti, yeah.
Yeah, the spaghetti. In this town, it's 80 something degrees. It's like 85, 86 degrees out, which is very, very rare. So
Yes, you just gave me the weather update unsolicited. I usually ask you how it's going over there. I know. It might be hotter over there by you today than it is here, because here I think it's only 80s. I don't know if it's going to be as humid.
Oh yes. Okay, I'm gonna just like look over to my side because my hair is doing things I don't like. So I
No.
don't want to look at the camera directly and be like, "Did you really?" I know it's just Tosh and I, but I'm like, seriously, you look crazy right now. I ran out the gym today to enjoy this weather, so.
Let's talk about that. Can I just say and give you mad props that you've been getting the worm? You've been getting up, going to the gym, coming home, doing house stuff, going out, and like you've been getting it, girl.
It's not showing anything. All I do is burn off cocktails and food and fried
So what?
food.
You're enjoying life and you're working hard. So
No,
what?
I wanted to show in my waist, okay? Like I'm just like, come on, dude. But no, weird enough, like sometimes I don't get on scales because they really bother me, but
Don't ever get on the scale.
I don't. I just had to
No.
switch out a dress that I had. It's like a really cute little hoodie dress. It's adorable. And I ordered it in small, and then it was like kind of baggy, so I got it in extra small, and it looks extra good. And yeah, I went out with the hubby yesterday in the streets, and got a glance or two.
Yeah,
Doesn't
there you
happen.
go, girl.
Yeah, I was like, oh, very good for you. You still got it, old lady.
Yes, you do. Oh, please.
Now listen, I feel ancient. Ancient.
You're not, though.
Yeah.
You're getting it.
No, I'm feeling myself because of
You've
the
been
new hair.
getting it. And you went out on a Thursday night. I was like,
Oh,
hella impressed. Can we
I
bring
know.
back Hella? Is Hella back?
Hella, we're not from the West Coast. I don't even know why you want to bring it back.
Is
You're,
Hella West Coast?
yes, like
Is it
exclusively so. Yes,
really? Okay.
we're from New York. We say sun and
I know, I
whatever.
never actually really say that. I don't know why it just like came to me. Maybe because we
Just
were
like
talking about
hella.
terms. Hella.
I think single-handedly Hella made the rest of the states because of Gwen Stefani. Well, I don't know what song she had, but she was like Hella this. Wasn't it called Hella? I don't know.
I don't know.
Hella this and that. This is like when she was like huge and she was with Eve, that time when she was blending
Oh,
all the
yes.
music
Oh,
together.
love Eve, love Eve, love Eve.
Yo, that's a person I want to see in concert because I was with
Yes,
her.
right? Can she come back and do tour with someone? Who would be her headliner, though? Who do you
Which
think?
one? Eve
Eve.
or Eve.
I mean, Gwen Stefani has her own, like, she's developed, like, she definitely has, like, good reputation, and like I would love to see her too in concert, but I would definitely hands down go see Eve.
Of course. No, I would go see Eve too, but I really know so many Gwen Stefani songs because of the radio, honestly. I mean, all her albums from Don't Speak to like whatever the heck she was doing lately, I just know all her stuff. Like you're not even looking for it. That's how music works. But Eve,
Yeah.
listen, I haven't heard from Eve in a minute.
Oh,
So
Tambourine was my jam. Oh my God.
That's an album?
No, it's a single. What are you saying to me right now?
Sing it. Sing the tambourine.
No,
That's Chris
I can't.
Rock's
I'm gonna play it on
special.
my phone right now.
Tambourine, tambourine.
No, what are you saying?
You're a mean tambourine. No,
No,
that's not how it goes.
but I love how you were singing along. What I was referencing before, you went out on a Thursday night, you went to like a musical,
Oh, yeah.
you went to like a music scene. I'm getting like tambourine percussions and blah blah blah. What is this? No, tambourine
Hum
is
it, sing it, hum it, do something.
no.
No, 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 no.
Yes, look at this. Right, look. You're
Ooh, I
gonna
love
know it
her.
as soon as I play it.
Please.
Hello. Hold on. How you're gonna of course I'm
Don't know this
someone
song. I don't know this.
it's not this. This is an intro. I don't know what this is.
We're gonna have to discuss
It's
this
such a
off pod,
joke.
and I don't think I do know the song.
Hello.
Oh, that was my song. Oh, that's what it was called. That's what they were saying. Tambourine. I don't know
Yes,
what
that's
they
my
thought.
jam.
I thought they were speaking a different language. I was like, okay. You remember there was a time where people were speaking gibberish, like making songs backwards. Missy was doing it. Now I'm at the 50th. That's what I thought was happening. I had no idea that's what they were saying, tambourine. Yo, that's right. It's even na 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 something like that, right? Okay. Is that
Yes, that is my
it?
jam.
I really love her. We went into that, and I was saying how proud of her I am. The whole trajectory of her career and life is amazing. Those are goals. I'm gonna put her on my vision board. You know what? I'm gonna go research her some more.
No,
But
she definitely did it right. She like did everything. But anyway, back again, this is my third time trying to segue back to your musical outing. You went to like a really good scene. You sent me some videos of who you went to see. So let's talk about that. It was a Thursday. You went to the gym that morning. You came home. You did stuff. You went out. Not only did you go out, you went out at like 10 o'clock at night. I was like, this girl.
So in the city that I live in, there is a red light district. So now you probably know where I live, but I never really go there at night. I just grab my purse and clutch my pearls. I don't really venture out there at night. It gets kind of crazy. Man, listen, a few years ago, I would have been all up in the mix. Now I'm just like, oh, this is gross. And so I prefer lounges and places like that. But my friends, they were telling me about the singer for so long and how great he is, and he's wonderful, and he kind of is. I don't know if I'm going to say his name just yet because I think he's going to be a part of my future here in this city. But he's amazing, and he is from Mozambique, and he speaks English and German and Portuguese that I know of so far, and I think a tribal language as well. Anyway, he was amazing. He was singing all these songs. I sent you some songs that he sang, you know,
Yes.
stuff that we know from Journey to like hip hop stuff to like all of it, all of it, the whole gamut. And he was really killing it. He puts his own little style on it. And he was great. I had a really good time because it was really cold that night. The weather was like in the 50s, like 50s, what do you call our thing? Fahrenheit. It was a crazy night, and these are some really fun, crazy people, you know?
Yeah, I'm so glad you
So
had a good time.
thank you. I can't wait till you come and join. They're gonna be so
I
happy to
know
meet
you sent
you.
me a video of like him singing and you like breaking it down in the middle of the dance floor. I was like, yeah, that's what's up. It's good. You were feeling it. When you feel it's like ain't nobody gotta be around. You just like you it's like it don't matter. Tunnel vision.
Yes, tunnel vision.
Yes.
Listen, I love dancing by myself. I love people to leave me alone. I'm like, please, please step away from my person and let me do my thing. God, I'm not bothering you. Anyway, no, it was a really good time. And my friend, she's a great dancer, and she's wild and she's crazy, and I love her for it. And she's so responsible. She went to the gym earlier than me that Friday morning, and she got two kids and a husband. Girl, there was no excuse for me not to go out, is what I'm saying.
Right, and you didn't give an excuse. You went out,
Nope.
you rocked it, you had a good time.
Yeah, I did. I did. Thank you for asking and telling and all
Yeah,
that.
exactly.
All of
Told
it,
your business, all of
the whole thing.
it.
So there are a bunch of things I wanted to cover with you. from like this whole week, you know, Tasha and I, we like send each other articles, like
Yes,
we
throughout
cut
the
and
week.
paste. Yes, screenshot. Did you hear about this? And whatever the case was. But I said, put that all to the side, damn it. I'm like, put that all to the side because I feel like I've been hearing about this certain topic for so long that it's kind of all like hitting a head now. It's like a triangle. I don't know. It's coming to a head. Is that the thing? Yeah, it's coming to a head. I did a triangle with my hand, guys. So it's coming to a head, and I feel like it's coming from all directions, you know? And you know, I love to preface, Tasha's younger than me,
Not by
so
like 5 minutes. I'm
by
like,
five or
we're
10 minutes,
Irish
five
twins.
top.
We're
Yes,
Irish
Irish
twins.
twin, actually. You're absolutely right. I keep forgetting that. Still in all, like I don't know how involved you are in like TikToks and whatever. I'm not. I'm
I'm
not.
not.
I'm not. I go to YouTube and I see catch little things. I listen to podcasts on YouTube, especially if they're like recorded, you know, from like celebrities we all know. I love a good podcast. Anyway, so in that mix, I see like videos from TikTok, and I've been seeing things about like, do you know the topic of manosphere?
I didn't when you first brought that up to me when we like pre off pod just reviewed it. So yeah, this is interesting to me. I've never heard that term used before.
Yeah. And quickly, what's the definition? Because I forgot. Do
Oh, okay. I'm
you have it?
I don't have it. I'm gonna do the Google.
Yeah. It's like real clear. I think they make it look almost like it's a thing. Like it's not even, it was on Urban Dictionary. Now it's on Wikipedia. It's on other things. What is it
All
again?
right, it's an umbrella term that refers to a number of interconnected misogynistic communities.
Yeah,
It
that's right.
encompasses multiple types and severities of misogyny, from broader male supremacist discourse to men's rights activism and involuntary celibates.
Yeah, the incels.
What is that?
So involuntary celibates, I love how they say that they're involuntary because they cannot get action, but they're like they choose to be celibate because women are so evil, and how could you
Oh,
like
is that the
mess?
rationale behind it?
Yes,
Okay, that they're
yes.
celibate
So
because of that.
yes. So
Okay.
they call it, yeah. So, sorry, involuntary. You're right. I was saying voluntary. But so it's involuntary. No one wants to have sex with them. Sorry. I misspoke. But yeah, so because they're having trouble meeting women, they call themselves incels, which is crazy. So I'm always afraid of those guys. And I always try to like wave to them when I see them in the streets because I could tell. I'm sure you can too. You're just like, but it's crazy. But yes, so there's like a whole movement of men who are talking about men's rights and their activism to like save man. And I thought this was like a joke. I thought this was like jokes. It sounds like jokes, doesn't it?
I mean, I just think it's
Unreal.
just your luck.
Dude, what are you saying?
I'm just like, I can't believe, but you know what? There are it like communities of like everything, right? Like every angle, every perspective, so like I'm not surprised, but I guess I am surprised. But it's definitely relevant now, right? Like it's picked up traction. It's relevant. It's timely. It's not something that's like taboo or like people are readily like talking about it and like representing it, no?
Right. I'm gonna give you my really like unwarranted, uneducated opinion. Just because I feel like we're just in like a hyper like photographed world, like selfie world, a beautification world. And I feel like maybe a girl who was 15 or 16, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, looks different than young women today. I mean, I feel like a lot of girls are getting enhancements younger and younger. And when you're in your youth and you're getting like injections and you're beautifying, is that a word, yourself, you look older, one. So you're probably going to attract older men, or you want older men because they could fund your lifestyle. So I think a lot of young guys who are in the mix, in the struggle, in school, they can't play catch up as fast as these girls are. Does that make sense? Or am I just being nuts? No,
No,
I
it's
mean, right? Because I feel like if you're 19 and you look like a Instagram model, And this guy works at, I don't know, Home Depot, and he's just saving his money. You may not be interested in him, you know. He could like have a really good future on the horizon, but you have no time for that. You want to get the dude with the money quick, fast, so he could continue spoiling you and buying you the things that you want. I mean, it's always been like that. Don't get it twisted. When I was like younger in high school and stuff, a boy who had like a new Hyundai or a new Acura would come pick you up from high school. You're like, you thought you were everything, you know? So I get that. You want to flex with the older guy because you think that they have more access to stuff. But in the meantime, these boys are becoming involuntary celibates, right?
Right.
I mean, who are they going to have sex with?
Right. Who's gonna have sex with them?
Oh, yeah, that part.
That's the involuntary part
That's where the
in hyper quotes quotation.
involuntary, right? So I feel like they're stuck, and I don't know. They should. I'm like, they should legalize prostitution, but they should, because I feel like in those like formative years, these like weird teenage years, these boys are literally, as they say, sitting in a basement and being like keyboard warriors, and they're mad at the world, right?
Was that a term, or did you just make that up?
I hear it all the time on the
Really?
mic.
That's a good term.
Yeah, keyboard warriors, and
I'm
they
writing
always
it
make.
down.
Yeah, they're always like, you're in your parents' basement and you're like a keyboard warrior and you're just whatever. And I could see the whole thing of it. It's like, mom, well, you know, you go home, you're like, oh, have you met a girl yet? And you're like, but on the same token, there are probably hundreds and thousands of young girls who don't look like that. But I don't know if the boys necessarily want to date that girl, you know, because she doesn't look like an IG model. So it goes both ways, right? But the ones that they like OnlyFans and get subscriptions to, I think there's some resentment there because they can't bag that girl, you know? So yeah, so that's where we're at with that. So what do you think about this whole manosphere situation?
I mean, it's
What are you eating, first of all?
a mint.
Because yo, you have to tell me when you eat. I love to hear it. So I was like, ooh,
I
what
love
is
to
it?
hear. One of my sick fetishes is I love to be on the phone and listening to people eat. So when people are like, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry," I just like swallowed. Like I'll be eating like salami, I'll be eating like meats and cheeses and veggie straw, anything on the phone. So you can never be like defensive to me. I love to listen to people eat. I don't know why. I think it's like an homage to like seeing Wendy, my favorite thing in the world. Like
Yeah.
may she be resting.
Resting.
Our girl Wendy, when she would eat on TV, is like my favorite thing in the world.
Yes.
So
Yes.
yeah. So but no, I yeah. So I apologize, but
No, I love it.
I'm
I
not
thought it was
eating
something
anything
else.
good.
I thought it was something with
But
chewing. I
I
was going to
have
be so
some
happy.
pretzels. I'm into like flavored pretzels that I've been
Yeah.
telling you about. So good. Honey mustard pretzels, cinnamon raisin pretzels, just like eating like 1,000 mini bagels. So good.
First of all, you guys, Tasha's so skinny, right? And she tells
I'm
me,
not though.
this is all I hear from a skinny person. So I had carbs and then some carbs and then some sugar carbs. And then
I
infu So I this morning I had carbs and carbs, and then I had sugar covered
No.
carbs. And it makes me so crazy
No,
because
I
it's
usually am pretty good, but these pretzels have been on my mind. I just
oh.
got them at the Costco.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Costco. I went there twice
Yeah.
this week. I have a new endorsement that I want from Costco besides a rotisserie chicken. What was the other thing I wanted from Costco? Oh, the
Peanut butter.
Cheerios.
Cheerios?
Cheerios endorsements. And I want a lifetime supply of flushable wipes. Is that not the best thing
You did
ever?
mention that. I don't know if it was on pod or not, but you made such a valid point. I was like, I love flushable wipes and
Oh
I
my
love
God.
finding
Is
them.
it not the best thing for anything?
Listen, I don't drive anymore, right? So I'm always in the public in the streets. So I always have hand wipes, especially since the whole Rona went down. Like I need this constantly. So you're absolutely right. I need the more like the little 25 pack so I could fit in my
That's
purse.
what the one I
That's
just
what
bought.
comes
I used to do the baby wipes, which is not disposable, but whatever, frig that.
out.
But they were good for everything. Keep one in the car, keep one in the office, keep one whatever. But the flushable wipes, they in bulk in Costco, they come in the little packs that are like
Right.
you could just keep in your bag.
Right.
Best thing ever.
Yeah,
So that's
they're
my
great.
latest endorsement. I need a flushable wipe. So, or depends. I'll do a depends give me something. I don't know.
You're about to spearhead like commercials for Costco all by yourself. They'd be like,
Yes, that's
this girl
my
from Maine.
plan. That's my plan.
You're like, we never did this before, but we want to put a face to Costco.
Yes. Why did
You're
Costco come
I
up? Why did it
have
bring up
no
at
idea.
Costco?
I think no,
I
we're
don't
talking
know.
about food that we love. And
Oh, food. Oh, so the pretzels, they carry the pretzels that I like, but not the flavored ones that I like, but the seasoned ones. But
I
yes,
never
that's
was
my
into
latest
pretzels.
obsession.
Isn't that sad? I was never
You
into pretzels. No.
really?
Never.
In German, there's nothing better than a good
I know.
Bavarian pretzel dipped in honey mustard and cheese, melted cheese. Oh,
Oh, listen to
girl,
you.
with
Listen to you.
beer.
Listen to
Oh,
you. All you European just came out all at once.
so good. There ain't
All of
nothing.
you, all of you European just spilled out
Oh
in
my
that whole
God, so
sentence.
good.
I don't want to eat this bread. I don't want it, man. Give me a schnitzel, though. Listen, I'm a meat person. I pick
Schnitzel,
meat.
I can't do. Bratwurst, I can. I wasn't a fan of the schnitzel. That's the bread and pork chop, right? Yeah, I feel like it's like a
I'm
bread
gonna
and cup.
take you to some places over here
Yeah,
where you're gonna just lean back and be like, I don't smoke cigarettes, but I want one.
okay.
That's how good it is. We're talking about a bunch of things, the manosphere in depth, because attached to that, there are like subcultures attached to that. We talked about that off pod, and maybe you
Yeah.
guys are interested in that too, because it might affect you or someone in your family or someone you love. It's really interesting, but you got big plans this weekend?
No, not at all. I am working today off and on until all day, pretty much. And then tomorrow I'll try to do a fitness class, like my once a week devotion and dedication to staying fit. And then I gotta do domestic stuff. So, and I don't think it's beach weather anyway. So that's my life, but it's good. I'm good for the weekend. I'm glad it's the weekend. What about you? What are you doing? Anything?
I'm still recovering from whatever I'm recovering from. But I'm really impressed that you go to that class that you go to. It sounds really tough.
It is and it isn't. By now, I should be able to do everything full out, and I still don't. When she's like, see work, I'm like, oh, Mama Jesus, please, Lord, give me the strength to just do these 30 seconds, please. I'm like, God damn. And then I'm like, no, I shouldn't curse or say God's name in vain. But then when she's like, okay, we're done, I was like, and I'm like, oh, okay, whoo. And then she's like, all right, now let's do the other side. And I'm like, there's two sides. What do you mean? What do you
Oh
mean the other
no.
side? I'm good with one side. I can't do this again.
How did they come up
So
with that concept anyway? It sounds so
I think it's
crazy.
based off of like bar work, like ballet, like foundation, like core work. Like a lot of it is like ab stuff and just like
Cool.
plieing and using the bar and like stability. But yeah, like lunging, kind of like lunges, plies type stuff. But it definitely, if you do it like multiple times a week, like you'll be in shape. Some
Wow.
ballerinas don't play.
For real. It sounds like Pilates, yoga,
Yeah,
cardio.
basically.
It
Basically, they
sounds.
all have elements, I think, of similarity. Like, yeah, probably the same thing. I've never done Pilates, but I feel like it's similar.
It's awesome. I much respect, cousin. I'm not putting my foot up nowhere. I'd be like,
No,
what?
right. She's like, put this in the stretchy band thing and then pull, and I'm like, say what?
Oh, there's the
What
stretchy
the
bands, and you
Yeah,
guys
we
have
use
that.
stretchy bands.
Oh,
Sometimes we put one around both
ooh.
legs and then we're like out in, up in, out in. And so
Ooh,
we try. So she tries.
wonderful.
So it's good.
That's so great for resistance.
It is. Yeah, it's good. And there's like light weights if you want. So, like, yeah. And they have different versions with like the same elements. Like, they have different classes. So that will incorporate different techniques. And focus on different areas, but yeah, it's good.
That's really great. Oh, I need to find something
Yeah,
like
but
that.
you and the boxing and the Zapation, though, you did that multiple times a week. That's no joke.
Yeah, whatever. Like I said, I work out to eat, and I'm not burning any of the old stuff, just the new stuff coming in, which is whatever. But if I stop eating terribly, I wouldn't have to do
But you don't
that.
really eat terribly, though. You eat lean, you eat meats and fish.
I eat meat, and then like I'll have a dessert that throws my whole thing off, you know? Like
Yeah.
it'll just like I made a peach cobbler today
I was just
for.
about to say, but that's not for you. That's for like
No, it's not for
homeboy.
me. It's not for me. It's not.
Yeah.
And I used almond flour. I used half flour and half almond
Yes.
flour. It doesn't make a difference, but it smells amazing. So I might take a bite or six.
Ooh. I love how
So.
we're on the phone and you're like, yeah, I think, oh no, I don't have time to make a beach cobbler for Philip. And then it's like, oh no, we're only recording at 9. You have time, go make a beach cobbler. You're like, oh yeah, go. I'm gonna just go whip up a peach cobbler. And then it's like, yeah, it's like in the oven, ready to go. I'm like, okay, nice.
Yeah, I never like I've experimented so much during the last couple of years cooking and stuff and not working, that sometimes I have to throw away whole meals before hubby gets home because that didn't work out. You know, he doesn't even know like there's like a whole meal that's in the trash, and that's like my third try. But cobbler, I haven't made in a long time because like we were getting so big during the winter and stuff like that. But peaches are in season. I was using canned peaches, and I hate that. But I like cutting up my peaches and doing it myself. So now peaches are like summertime, whatever. It's so good, fresh, you know?
Oh, so
So
good.
yeah, he's gonna put some ice cream over it. But then
Oh.
he came home with a loaf of bread and he just started going to town. So I don't think I'm gonna let him have any cobbler today. 'Cause you can have carb plus carb, like, sir. But he didn't
It is
know I was making it.
Saturday,
It
right?
is, it is. But where's his cardio coming from? He works hard, people. My man works
Wow.
hard, okay? So I could go to the gym and eat snacks. So, I mean, but in the meantime, like he does a lot of walking, like campuses and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But still, I need him to like, yeah. So it doesn't help when you love bread. Like,
It
who
doesn't.
doesn't?
Who doesn't love bread, right? I
Yeah,
mean,
yeah.
bread is so good. We were just saying, you can eat bread with everything. Like bread, which actually, you know what's one of my favorite European products? I don't know if they have it. I'm sure they have it in Germany, like a version of it. They call it tule creme in Portuguese. Basically, it's like a dark chocolate spread. It's almost like a version of Nutella, but it's not
Nutella.
hazelnut.
Okay.
Eating that for breakfast, you're eating chocolate on bread for breakfast.
Oof.
Ugh, ain't nothing
Oof.
better.
You have to
Yeah.
type me that name. You know I'm not gonna remember. I have to go find it.
Yeah,
Oh,
I
actually,
will. I
let me
don't
not before this man goes out and buys
know.
it in bulk.
Exactly.
Because you could barely buy things in bulk in this country, but this man finds it somehow. And I see it in the mail, the
That's
delivery
why
guy.
my biggest thing in life is just having him come with me to Costco.
I
I want
will
the
never
whole
let it
thing
happen.
on tape.
I do not sanction this. And I'm, but you
No.
know what? I'm gonna let you go because you're gonna be
Oh.
like, I've been in here for 3 hours with your husband. He's
I
still,
know.
he's
We have
still
like card on card on
part on.
card, like big, like flatbeds.
He'll be like, no, that's mine. That's ours too. That's ours.
That whole, yeah,
That whole
that's
section. It's gonna be
tough.
bananas. I'm like, I told you, listen. I told you to listen to me. You have to learn it the hard way.
All right, and we're back for part two discussing the manosphere theory. Is it a theory? Or is it
It's
like
a
a,
theory,
it's a
for
theory.
sure.
Okay.
It's a theory. I don't know where it came from. I think it just kept compiling, like mad angry dudes or just compiling. There's so many videos. I think we talked about it before. This Andrew Tate guy.
We definitely talked about it off pod.
Yes. So he's a part of this whole revolution. I mean, I really think, like, I've heard some of their speech, and it's really like, really women bashing. All you guys, all you ladies want is a man who has this, and what do you guys bring to this? It's really crazy, especially like
Really?
these, yes, and these like young dudes are just listening to these kind of guys, and we're going in a wrong direction. We're so outside of it because that's not our generation. So I'm worried for the ones after us. It's kind of strange to me.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't realize there was like a whole group of like men that were like behind this, like advocating for this. But I wonder like what the origin is. Like, is it like bad experiences with women? Is it like culturally influenced? Is it just because it's like on trend kind of in a way now? Like, what's, or maybe a little bit of everything, but.
I don't know. The internet has to have something to do with it. Let's
Right.
just, right? I mean, but the funny thing is, which is tied to this topic, is the idea of passport bros.
Okay, yeah,
Okay.
that's new too. You introduced me to this. Yes.
Yeah. So I know about it a little briefly, and I've seen like it on Reddit, which is a crazy wormhole. Like, don't go there if you don't
No.
have to, right?
No,
But these
don't.
guys get together and they talk about going to find women overseas. And I think they love to choose war to one worn, can I say the word? War torn countries, poor countries, quote unquote third world countries. I think this is their preference, because they feel like they're saving people in their own way, right? And also getting a submissive woman, which, I mean, do you remember when we were kids? Do you remember when you used to hear a joke about like a mail order bride?
Yes.
Okay, so that was a thing way before the internet.
Right.
And you used to hear like, oh, he went to this country, picked up a bride, and blah blah blah. And you're like, what?
Right, like that's
And
not new.
no, and there were like catalogs back in the
Right.
day. That's how you pick these women. So it wasn't like the theory wasn't there. I think it always was. It's always like some guy from the Midwest. Sorry, Midwest. But it's always like, you know, who wants to meet some exotic woman who they think is going to be submissive and clean the house and cook and all this kind of stuff. And they're getting them. And now, because of the internet, I mean, you have all these like dating websites and apps, I think, where you intentionally meet people from different countries. For what reasons, we don't know. But the whole idea is like these guys are very proud to go online and speak against American women. And our attitudes and our values, and they think we don't have any. What do you think about that?
I think that like royally like pisses me off, but like I said, for every attitude, there's like a group or a following, right? Like there's, and it's like nothing new. I mean, I've heard of like situations, whether it's like not necessarily. Yeah, like where people will go and travel, go to like different countries to find someone, they'll marry and they'll bring them back here to the States. Like, I feel like this is not new. Like, we're not, let's not be naive. Like, I feel like it's been going on forever. But yeah, this whole idea of, I feel like it's a, in a way, derogatory towards like women, to just like, it's almost like their platform. Like it shouldn't be a platform. Like I understand, like if it's situational, listen, like sometimes people, it works out for people, sometimes it doesn't. But to like be advocating for like misogynistic attitudes and behaviors and to have like it be like a trend where people are purposely like going out looking for like people just to like marry, to bring back here, and it's not like about what it should be about. Yeah, I mean, I'm not down with that. And I hate anything that become that's a thing just because it's a trend, which I feel like that's partially like this is nothing new. Like I'm sure, like none of these theories or tenets that we're talking about, like it's nothing new, but it's now new because it's trendy and it's on social media and it's like, right? But like it really is nothing new.
But the thing that's new about it is now you have forums
Right,
and you have
exactly.
like groups to meet where
And
you feed
platforms,
off.
right?
You feed off this energy of people who think just like you. Because before, if you were walking around like, I hate American women, who are you going to voice that to? Your coworker at the water
Right.
cooler? Like, I hate American chicks. That might not go over so well. But if you get online and you like purposely find this stuff and then guys give examples, well, my ex-girlfriend did this. Well, that proves everything. American women are the worst. They're too independent. They're too this, they're too
Right.
that. And then they start suggesting you should go to this country where the girls are like this or the girls are like that. That is really weird, and I feel like it's more popular than we even know,
Yeah.
because I mean, even off the bat, like a lot of like women in the States, you know, they're making good money, they don't need the hassle, they don't need drama, and they want a guy to be equally yoked, right? And sometimes if the guy's not, like the women are just gonna keep looking for it, and they're not gonna settle, you know? So these guys who feel like disenfranchised or whatever, not connected to these kind of women, they're going to put them down instead of like trying to rise up and meet them where they're at, you know? So, or she's a gold digger or she's this and that. But I'm like, how are you a gold digger if you're making your own kind of money? She just, it's easier, I feel sometimes, for women to just off the bat just have that because guys could be so insecure. If a man is insecure, is sorry, if a man is secure to be like an Oprah type of situation, Oprah
Yeah.
Stedman, kudos to him. You're
Right.
way more evolved than a lot of people. Cause I'm like, in life, someone's gonna be an Oprah and someone's gonna be a Stedman. If you're good with it, you're good with it. Life is good. You guys, there's a balance to everything. And I
Yeah.
feel like sometimes, like we talk about like house husbands and guys put, listen, I would love nothing more to have my husband be a house husband. That's why
Right.
we need to make this podcast work. I want him to be cushy, set up, relaxing,
Yes.
vacationing, you know, because of what we're doing. So because he's taking care of me, I want to take care of him.
Right.
So, working hard is crazy. So I'm just like, and he does that, and I appreciate everything he does for me, but it was never the intention of me not coming here and just like not working or something. But he also knows I have problems with people. No, I just have problems with authority sometimes, and I needed to do something on my own.
Right.
With that being said, I'm like, when these guys are like, I need a woman who's going to be subservient to me.
Yeah.
And it's like sometimes you don't even have barely anything to offer, and you want to find you go to these countries on purpose, knowing they have less than you have. So you could like kind of and like, oh, my friend was telling me this story. Was it you who was on a
What?
plane? Oh
No.
no, my friend was telling me a story recently. She was on a plane, and this guy was like, the girl was like crying, and because she was leaving her family behind or something. And he was like, oh, aren't you like, no, you look forward to your new life that I'm giving you kind of situation, you
Yeah.
know? Instead of like sympathizing with her that she's like young and she left her family and this and this and that. And I was like, yo, like it was like this like savior complex. And I'm just like, oh man, I can't. And I don't like a guy to have that kind of power, you know? It's weird, especially a guy who ain't sorry, and for lack of a better word, a guy who's like not shit. Like, I don't want you having that kind of power. If you're like some super surgeon or something, maybe I'd be like, oh, okay. You know what I mean?
Right.
Or you're a celebrity. Not that they're better than people. It's just that, okay, you make a decent amount, and like we all know why you came to my country. So it's a tit for tat. And what I'm loving, another segue, what I'm loving too, after watching one of my favorite shows of all time, 90 Day Fiancé, which
Yes, you do reference them a lot.
let me tell you, that show is such like if you oh, I hit the microphone, sorry. Do yourself a favor, people. I get very excited about these topics. Do yourself a favor and watch 90 Day Fiancé. It's not it okay, it is garbage. I said it very fast. I said garbage. It is trash reality show. This I
Yes.
know. I've never said it wasn't. I never thought it wasn't. But there's some learning in there. There really is. I mean, different cultures, different customs, because they do really record you in both countries, usually America, wherever country your potential spouse is going to be from. So like I mentioned this before, I think on another episode, in certain countries you cannot dress a certain way, not even at the airport. You know, and some people had some rude awakenings, like you shouldn't be wearing this at the airport. People are going to look at you funny. How to act like in different societies, which I think a lot of people never even thought about. Think everything is like a bigger America, where it's not, you know? So it's really cool. Actually, I was telling you one time in my city, there's a girl here who was on 90 Day Fiancé. And she moved. She's no longer with that guy that she was with on the show. This is years ago. She's remarried, and she has a child, and she's doing great. She's very happy now. And I was asking her. She keeps in contact with people. She was like, nah, I don't want to blow up her spot and mention what season or where she was from. But she's a lovely girl, and I think her intentions are really good. Going forward, and maybe I'll disclose who she is, but I think she just wants to keep a low profile, to be
Yeah.
honest, you know, and I don't blame her. Because the show could also paint you in a certain way too, like all reality shows, but I don't
Right.
think that was her intention. But in a lot of these situations, these women are just like, listen, their families, or rather, their families are like, listen, you are beautiful. And you are going to get us out of poverty. You better keep that body tight. I wish they'd said that to me when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But they just let me eat whatever I wanted. Nuts. Like,
No.
I'm telling you, if I had a child, they'd hate me. I'd be like, nah, you're not eating that. No, I'm kidding. No, just for safe, just not because to marry somebody, but just, good food habits. But what did we know back then? But you never want to restrict someone's food. Actually, I did get food restrictions. So I used to like sneak food. I did. Oh, huh.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I used to sneak food in my bedroom all the time. Yeah. Anyway, that's not the point.
Yeah, I feel like it's a cultural thing. It's like you eat at dinner, you eat at meals, and there's no in between. Like I remember, like if it was in between, I was like, can I have this? Can I have that?
Yeah. Oh no, I used to take a whole like row of Ritz crackers and
Oh,
put, yeah, when no one was looking, I
buttery.
put it under my pillow. Just have these buttery flakes under my pillow all night, and bunch of ants marching towards my bed. They were like, where are these ants coming from? I'm like, girl, I don't, this is summer. I don't know.
That's so funny. Oh my God,
So
Ritz
bad.
crackers are the best.
And I don't even remember eating them. I just know by the morning half the roll is gone. I'm like, somebody ate them. I don't know. I used to just put them on my tongue and like them like melt like a wafer. It was
I know
great.
exactly, like communion.
Yes, like communion. It was my special Eucharist, my bedtime Eucharist. I used to be like, this is yummy. I bless myself, okay? Yeah,
Hysterical.
but some of these families, like all over the world, where they don't have access to many things, but they take this girl and they're like, you are gonna get us out of here. You're gonna meet a rich guy and you're gonna get us out of here. The thing that I'm noticing the most is like now it used to be a very Northern European thing, but now like people, a lot of people of color are doing it too, going to different countries to marry girls and bring them back to the States. But
Yeah.
it wasn't always like that also, because if you were from any country in Africa, you're from Nigeria, you're from Haiti, you're from this or that. You grew up a certain way with certain foods and certain customs. So you're the smart one. They send you to America to study. You get your studies together, and then they might pick out a local girl for you, a girl you went to school with in your neighborhood. And the mom be like, listen, you remember so and so? She was pretty, right? Well, she's single. And so he's like, yes, yeah, send for her because I know her. She could cook the food I like. She knows our customs, and I don't really want to marry an American girl. That to me is very different than if you have no cultural tie to that specific country that you want to go to, and you're just picking up a girl there because you feel like you could be superior to her. Do you see what I mean? Is there a
Right.
difference? Do you see that? Did you
Yeah.
notice that growing up? Like, was that like a thing in the Portuguese community or?
I mean, I feel like, well, I mean, even in my own like family, like my parents courted, like my mom was here, my dad was there, they courted there, and then the only reason he came here was after they got married. So it was kind of like a reverse thing. But it's funny, it was either going to be like get married and come to America to the States or get married and go to Germany.
Yeah.
So it was like a reverse thing in my situation, but yeah, I feel like that's always existed.
It has. It really has. But I give grace and un actually understanding towards like you just want something from home with you.
Right.
This is your culture, this is your language, and maybe an American person is not going to get it, or so you want someone from home that is completely different to me than a dude who purposely, it's not like they're going to rich countries to pick up women. They're like, because they can't compete. They're going to like poorer countries. And
Right.
this to me bothers me. And there have been episodes
Like
of
it's
90 Day.
intentional, like the aim, the purpose.
Yes, it's
Yeah.
horrible. There have been episodes of like 90 Day Fiance where some guys are really good people. The guys are really cool. They could have been a little dorky and maybe they had trouble meeting women, and this meeting them online made them feel a little bit more, I don't know, what's that word? I don't know. Not powerful, but just make them feel better, like more comfortable to reach out than opposed to women here. But I'm like, what are you saying about women in the States that you feel like you could approach a woman from a different country a lot easier? What does that mean about America? Like, is that a generalization? What does that mean about us? Like, you can't meet nobody here? What?
Yeah.
There, here, there. Like, that bothers me. Like, what do people really think of? And does the opposite work? I know there's 90 Day Fiance the other way. Technically, I could have been on that. But did I know about that show when I met my husband? I'm not sure, but who knows? Who cares? But I wouldn't want to be on TV anyway. I don't, it scares me. No, seriously, I'd be like anorexic somewhere. And honestly, not even as a joke. I couldn't watch one episode. I'd be like, oh, I'm not eating for the rest of the year. That's what's
Oh,
happening.
geez.
One episode, I'm like, nah, dude. So anyway, so that's not the point. The point is, I don't know. I feel like, what is it that I would love to get to the root of what they think American women are really like, that they're so unapproachable, or was the rejection that bad, or are women from different countries, do they have better value systems? Like, there's so many questions. I think we need to get a male up in here one day.
We do. I know. When are we going to start debuting guests?
Let me tell you, I have a list of people who want to be on our podcast.
You do?
Seriously. Yes.
Oh my
Yes.
God.
And
That's
it's
awesome.
so weird, guys. Like, when you say you're going to do a podcast, you're like, oh, everybody and their neighbors are doing a podcast. Like, everybody. And I've thought about it for years when I started listening to podcasts, but I'm like, who would I do it with? That was always in the back of my mind. So I was like, I don't know who I'm going to do it with. who is culturally aware, that's not the word I want to say, culturally on top of it, who's got a little hip hop R&B, who's got a little 80s flavor, who's well educated. Oh my God, I'm listing all your things here, girl.
Oh my God,
Yeah,
you
who got
yeah.
80s, 80s music down, like someone who's gonna match my energy. And I was like, you know what? Where's that girl at? Oh
What's
my gosh, what's she
she
up to? You know, I'm
up
so glad. Sometimes all the way, I don't know if I said this before either, whatever. Anybody out there, if you had a friend that you didn't talk to for a long time, reach out to that person.
Yeah, I like that. That's actually, I should take that advice
Yeah.
because I'm
Reach
bad
out.
with the keeping ups and the
Yeah.
keeping up.
No, really, because sometimes there are a lot of people who I don't talk to, but they're not worth my energy. You know what I mean? Like I just let that be. But I kind of had a feeling we were always going to talk again, even though we didn't talk for years. I just had it in my system. I was like, nah, we're gonna. I'm gonna get with her soon. Don't worry about it. I told this to myself. This is a full conversation internally. Now, don't worry about it, G.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I always felt that.
Yeah, so it's kind of cool. So I think the opportunity met. I think I love catching up. I mean, I don't really immerse myself in German culture like I should. I mean, I go out, blah, blah, blah. I am here. And so it's like, yeah, I want to talk about my experience here, and kind of like, merge what we got going on together and keep up with you and make a lot of people listen to us talk about it. So
I
that's what I'm
know.
saying, right? I mean, I feel like some people enhance your life. You're definitely an enhancement. Look at it.
Oh, same. Ditto,
Yeah,
ditto, ditto, ditto.
I just did a chef's kiss, y'all.
Yeah, chef's kiss. No, I
So yeah.
agree. I definitely agree with everything you just said. Like,
I love that. I love that part too. I really love to hear that all the time from everybody. But no, so oh no, going back to guests. So I got a the beautiful part is when people think all the time, you're like if you're from New York and you know people from many different cultures. Yes and no. There are a lot of people I've never met their culture before, ever, until I got here. So I'm always interested to see what a transplant from someone else. Like what their perspective is, what they do for work, how do they get along living here? Do they like the language? All these questions. And I think because of your background, like we could ask better questions, because I think there's a component to it, like psychologically about like transplanting yourself. It's definitely easier when you're younger. That is a truth. I have friends my age now who have parents in North America who are getting older. How often do you go home? Is it difficult for you to hear about these everyday things that your parents are going through and you feel so distant from that? These kinds of things too. And then I have some fun friends who are just living it up in Germany and doing their thing, and they think it's kind of cool that we're doing this. So yeah, so all over, there's a whole range of people that I kind of want to introduce. And there are a bunch of celebrities also that I'm friends with. Okay, I'm lying. I'm lying, guys. I'm
No, but
lying.
you've had a lot of run-ins with people.
Yeah. Not enough to call them up, be like, hey, you remember one time? No. And do you want to come on our
No, but
podcast?
they might listen, be at one point they might be
That's true.
listening, and then they'll dial us up and it'll be
I feel this is why I try to be very careful with my words.
manifesting.
The manifestation is so real that I try to be really careful about who I mention. I try to be careful about what city I live in, because I feel like this is going to be successful. I feel like we've kind of manifested this world. So I just want to be careful about potentially, I don't want to offend someone or say something out of turn because I've seen sometimes in some celebrity circles, Y'all know who you are. Let me stop. No, but it's true. No, you see some things that you're just like, oh man, th there's no use for this. Where would I ever share this? The internet wasn't even like it is now, where if you meet, listen, le this is another subject, okay? Any little thing, like I feel like I don't know if you pay attention to this, but there's this young basketball player whose name I can't remember now. He totally has I don't know if he's married to her, but I think his fiance was pregnant, and they had a baby shower, and he posted the baby shower pictures. He's rubbing her belly. It's very beautiful, very beautiful background, the balloons, the whole deal, the balloon wall. And so he posted a picture of it on Instagram, I guess. And this girl out of nowhere, she's a legit porn star, and she was like, "Oh, she wasn't your baby mama when we were together last week." Or something like this. And I was like, oh. And it started, and this boy has like a $250 million contract or some crazy number. He's super young with super potential. Not only did this girl do this once, she did this so many times to the point where, she was blocked and she was like, oh, she's threatening to like publish their sex tape. Or I'm like, excuse me,
Wow.
madam. Mistresses back in the day. Used to have some class, you know?
Not no more.
No.
And it's all like posting on Instagram, social media. Social media will get you. How about that? The rhythm's gonna get you. Social media is gonna get you every single time.
Every time.
How about that?
How about that? I mean, there are stories of like mistresses and the wives who've never met, but they've been in a partnership for like 25 years. You
Right.
know, and there's respect both ways. I'm not condoning the whole system of it, but now people just want to, it's like scorched earth. You know, they're like,
Yeah.
I can't have him. You're going to marry her. I'm going to destroy everything. First of all, you're destroying that relationship you had with him because he could have been taking care of you for a while. You know, how long is the porn thing going to last, really?
Right.
So he could have been rocking with you for a long time, taking care of you. She listed all these things that he bought for her and all the things he did for her and flew her places. You think he's going to do that anymore?
Right.
That's one. Number two, who else is going to mess with you? You're a porn star.
Right.
Who else is, and then you do something like this? Yo, mistresses have no couth. Listen, man, son, listen, there are degrees to this game, and I'm feeling like, yo, this internet is ruining people's lives, girl. You messed up.
Is. That I agree.
You messed it up. I wouldn't listen. You listen, in a different world, at a different G. If I was in a situation where I really don't have to be with you all the time anyway, and you just keep me looking great, and I would have bought a house. I would, with your money, okay? I would have taken care of myself. I mean, that's not my aspiration, but I'm saying if I'm young and I found myself in this situation, I would have got out of that porn game, saved all the money he gave me, and then just been like independently wealthy. And then when I meet a classy, whatever available dude, he'd be like, how'd you do all this? He'd be like, save my money. You don't, he did, the next guy doesn't have to know your past, is what I'm saying. You know,
Yeah.
but you blew yourself up insane. Insane to me. Oh, listen, I'm telling you, there's no couth anywhere. That's another reminder. So I don't really want to talk, and we talked about this, like not doing things that are too on trend, because by the time this airs,
Right.
but I saw something really interesting, and I thought it was interesting because it was the woman that it was. It was India Arie. I think we talked about it. So
Yep.
India Arie, who I love from the 90s. I
I do
mean,
too.
I love her dress. I love her swag. I loved everything about her. She was a class act, you know? And so I don't know if she was at the Essence Festival. The Essence Festival, if you guys don't know, is an annual festival, which I think is always in New Orleans, I think. And it's like successful Black women, some men, I think, who go down there to see Black excellence. And there's beauty expos, and there's business, and people have kiosks, and they're selling things. And it's just a networking event. So usually people who go there of a certain demographic, they're higher educated, quote unquote, or they have businesses, independent wealth, whatever the case is. And they're usually a classier brand of ladies. So they have the Jill Scotts, they have all these like NDRE types, all these like Afrocentric, all these kind of women. They invited Meg Thee Stallion. And some of the older people were furious because they were like, why is she up there twerking? I must also say this, Meg Thee Stallion's body is so enviable. She's so beautiful to me. I'm too old to know her music, but I respect her game. Okay.
Yeah.
She's not for me because I'm
Right.
way older than her. But I agree. NDRE said something. I don't think it was much shade as so much like what's going on? Because I think she just had a problem with someone being half naked and twerking on the stage for women who were like 40s and 50s. And
Yeah.
it was like inappropriate, and that was like never the reputation for Essence. And I feel like once you kind of lower the bar or standard, not that she's there's a different bar, it's a different game. So once you start doing that stuff, you invite a lot of different elements that you probably don't even want to fraternize with. That's not bad either. That's just a that's a maturity thing. That's an age thing, you know, because like people want to say what they want about today's music, and which I don't know as far as hip hop goes. I don't know these girls, but we had our ratchet girls. Let's be real. Like we had our girls who were saying very explicit things, you know. Hello, we could recite lyrics of some rap songs that we like, you know, where it was crazy. And a lot of people were just like, you're being like elitist and all this kind of other things. And I'm like, is she though? Do you think that's an elitist move? Like, what's your
No,
take?
because I feel like every brand is entitled to say, like, this is what we represent, right? Yeah, and I think it's like, I was gonna say it's a classier, like I hate to like, it's not that it's not classy, right? They're owning their sexuality. Like guys have been like doing it in hip hop forever, putting women on like a lower level and sexualizing them. And now women are like, listen, like I like sex too, like I'm about it too, like I'm owning it, it's my body, my prerogative. So like not so I hate So I was going to use the word class, but I don't think it's appropriate, classy. But yeah, I think they have a right to be like, no, that's not necessarily what our brand or what we're going to represent.
That's exactly what I'm thinking. There's a time and place for things, and even if she was going to perform, I'm just like, just tone it down for who you know the audience is going to be. And
Right,
as an
exactly. Know
artist,
your audience is like the most important piece of advice, right? When you're in the business.
that's the whole thing. Why didn't they get someone like Missy? First of all, was she there? Oh, she was there, but I don't know if she performed. But she's the kind of person everybody wants to see universally. I don't care how old you are. I don't care what you're talking about. I don't care if you're my mom's age. I don't care who you are. Everybody loves Missy because she's appropriate for all occasions. Even her words can be, her lyrics can be a little, you know, but it's not overt. And first of all, I just always need to talk about how this woman ages. Like Missy, what are you on,
I
dude?
know she looks good.
Why don't you call me and tell me what to do with myself? I'm trying all the things. Every time I turn on the TV, you're younger and younger. I don't understand this. You see the tears, like it's watering. I'm really getting tears in my eyes because I like from her beginning, like her transformation, she looks so beautiful. It is so crazy. And she's like 50 something. My dreams. Money could do a lot because I'm like, I'm gonna do what she's doing. I wanna be whatever she's on. My gosh, what yoga retreats, meditations? What? You hang out with monks? What's your deal? I don't understand. Oh my gosh. Total segue. Sorry, something just popped up on my phone. My brother-in-law just sent in a group text that my nephew's new favorite song is Faith, you know, by
Oh.
George Michael.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, he's
What?
listening to, yeah.
Where did they They've been on such a wham journey for the last couple of weeks. It's insane. He knows songs by Wham. Sorry, total segue. It just popped up on the phone. But
That's great though.
it's related. It's music. I miss George Michael. Last
George
Christmas,
Michael.
where
He
you
doesn't
at?
age either.
George Michael's gone, honey.
No, I know, but I'm saying up until recently, like I feel like he always looked good. I feel like he
Yeah,
always looked the same.
that's true. I didn't know he was Greek. Did you?
No.
He's Greek.
Okay,
British
I didn't.
born, Greek parents. That's that hair. It's crazy. He's got that John Stamos hair, you know?
Oh,
That
John Stamos, he doesn't age either,
no.
right?
Listen, I'm
It's
really
the
sick of
maybe it's
him.
the Greek, like us.
That's what I'm saying. It's the yogurt, yo. Telling you. You gotta get that Greek yogurt, that Greek olive oil. You know what? That's what that just marinate. He looks really good. Uncle Jesse, and I don't care
Uncle
what his name is.
Jesse
That's gonna be his name forever. He better get over it.
forever, forever.
Forever.
He's gonna be like in a sociopathic, psychopathic, like killing spree movie, and it's gonna be like Uncle Jesse is like running down the hall with a chainsaw, killing all these people. Why does
He
Joanna?
needs to do one. He needs to do that, something like this in his career, right? Just to show us that side at least
Has he done?
once.
He's done other stuff, no or no? Ever since Full House, no.
No, he does like Lifetime movies. First of
Lifetime
all,
movies.
he is the most getting pilots man I've ever seen in my life. This
Yeah.
dude gets pilots on every network there is,
Yeah, I
ABC,
feel like he was
CBS.
on something, but I don't remember now
You can't
what
remember because there were 27 of them.
it
Every pilot season, someone's like, call John, see what he's doing. He gets the first script. He's like, nope, not for me.
funny. Him and
Yeah, I'm too.
DJ,
Yeah. Oh,
they own
boy.
Hallmark.
I don't understand. First of all, that whole cast looks good. First of all, I don't think I'm ever going to get over Bob Saget. Not
I
once.
know. Isn't it hysterical? Like, well, just like the what you well, he played like this like clean cut, very like PC, like lovable dad. Meanwhile, he was like dirty as hell, stand
When I heard this man do stand up once, I said, "Who's
up.
this?" Because he looks like the father from Full House, but
Yeah.
that can't be him on the stage
Right.
because he's saying some crazy shit.
Yeah.
He's amazing. I like him.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, my God, that was so rando. I don't want
I
to talk about
remember
that.
when he did AFB. Do you remember? And he was like goofy too,
Oh
dorky, like the
yeah,
intro with like the living room set.
he
Aw.
did do that. He was so dorky.
Bob
I
Saget.
loved
He
him.
was really dorky. Was he doing stand up at that time? Like, I feel like at that time, no one knew he still. Yeah.
I think that's how he got discovered.
Okay. But then
You
they
know?
cast him in like these like totally like clean roles, which is interesting.
Because he wanted to get that money, yo.
Yeah, listen.
Listen,
Yeah.
listen. That's what we're holding back from you guys because
I know. Listen, we could get dirty.
we just
No, don't say what we just talked about.
no, not at all, not at all. No,
No.
but no, that's the point though. You gotta like craft your image. You know what? That's another conversation we just had, and we're about to leave you guys soon,
Yes.
but we were talking about crafting your image and how like a lot of people got to skip like that whole not I hate the word grooming, that's not it. The preparation for you to be famous. Like I feel like studios back in the day, they used to have so much input about your persona, your TV look, your movie look, if you had a drug problem, if you were cheating, if you were doing this and that, they did everything they could to cover it up so they could keep your image in a certain way. Now you can become famous on your own via YouTube and TikToks
Right.
or whatever. You skip all this quote unquote training, and now you're looking crazy in the streets. Like not prepared for any of the stuff that's coming towards you. And I
Right.
think that's really interesting too. I think that's a whole topic on its own. And this is why comics, I feel like, are sometimes the better actors out of everybody because they're constantly on the road. They're constantly assessing crowds. Like they know just looking at a couple of people in the crowd sometimes what kind of material, how they're going to deliver it, what they're going to do. So I think they're the most manageable out of comics. But if you don't have boundaries sometimes, you just don't know how to act by the time like that fame comes to you. Are you
Right.
warm?
I'm
Me
always
too.
warm. I'm always warm. And in
You're a hot
here,
mama.
sometimes the temp go fluctuates and I don't have windows.
But
Womp
you're a hot mama in general.
womp.
So
That's where it comes from. That's where it comes from.
that's what it is. She got that hot blood.
I got that hot blood. Well, it's been fun as always. I'm so happy we got to fit in part two today.
Yes.
Two parts, part deux. Very good. Enjoy the rest of your day. So what, you're gonna go out the rest of the day or what?
I think I have to, right? When the
It looks
weather's
beautiful
this good.
there.
Yeah, it really is. I think it is. But the laziness is real. It's a real
Oh,
thing. It's a
it's
real
a real
thing.
thing. Once you get
What are you
out
getting?
there, you'll feel
You're funny. I like her. I like
it.
her, guys. I
I
like her.
like
She's
her.
good people.
I like her. She's
I
such
do.
a good
She's such
girl.
a good girl.
She's
You
such
know?
a
I
good
know a girl
girl.
for you. She's such a good girl.
I know. I
Yeah.
know.
Guys, oh my God, they're telling us, they're waving at us. We have
I
to
know. We got to
go.
go. All right.
We do, we
So
do.
it's been real. We'll definitely look forward to another installment this coming week, and we will definitely keep you posted on all of our whereabouts and going on.
Okay, you got it.
All
Thank
right.
you for another great episode. You're the
Yes.
best. Okay.
Likewise. All right. Ciao, ciao.
Ciao.